because you're going into the community and you're improvising and you're responding to anything that comes from that community. So they say, oh, I know, let's paint a lettuce. Then you paint a lettuce. You don't go, I'll do a drawing of a lettuce first and then apply for planning permission. You paint the lettuce. So trying to, they got that. Okay, it's improvised, but the end result will be a community-led, through artist activation, environmental improvement project of a neighbourhood, which the community would applaud and wouldn't go, and it would transform an area. That's the planning permission. You're giving us planning permission to transform the area through community involvement. So it's not with plans and architects and all that. It's with improvised theatre and performance and drawing and things happening. So the little project I showed you there, which is now 33 years old, it started in 82.
And it was called?
Daubeny Road, Daubeny Fields. Daubeny Fields. And we created a little rockery, end gable wall, trellis in the form of three trees, so that ivy could grow up and create the trees. We decided not to paint a mural. You know, we said, no, it's not about painting a mural there. It's about doing something which is related to garden, so it's a trellis and planting, which worked for about 5-10 years. Then I think the kids climbed up the trellis and it broke. And then round the side there was a gardens with garages, so we did the garage wall as if it was a luxurious garden based on Kew Gardens, which had mirror mosaics and all the way down the end and fantasies and etc. And then a mosaic in the front commemorating it, and that's why I know it's 82 because I looked the other day. So these were once again 2 to 4 week projects, and it was about engaging the community. And we did that one, we did Evering Road, which is where my grandfather lived, where we created a, there was community activism going there. We linked up with a guy who was trying to get the garages converted into community spaces. And then we said, okay, well, we'll take this derelict area, which is next to the shops, and we'll transfer it into a garden, and we'll create a tree of life. And then we created a big willow tree in three dimensions and painting. It's the mural where I gave up smoking. It's funny the things you could do in them days you wouldn't be allowed to do. Every morning we'd go to this site and we'd set up an aluminium scaffold tower. Then invite the kids to come on this 3-4-stage scaffold tower to have art lessons about how you could paint a mural. What's it going to be about? What should we put? What lives in a tree? Birds. Would you like to draw a bird? What, have you got any references to bird? Have you got any books at home? Oh, my mum's got lots of books. Well, maybe you can ask her to borrow. That kind of conversation. So the mums come out. What do we want my books for? You know, that, the whole thing about integrating ideas and then people expressing themselves through that. So birds in the tree, flowers in the tree, caterpillars in the tree. And who's sitting underneath the tree? Well, that's got to be the local community. What did we have? It was a festival. Okay, we'll have a festival painted at the bottom. You know,